Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
03-444-991000. Matthew Polly, P-O-L-L-Y. The book is called Bruce Lee, A Life. And it looks like at last there is a decent Bruce Lee biography. Thank you, everyone indulging me. I know not everyone is as obsessed with martial arts films as I am, but we want to make this show celebratory. And when someone does something good, we want to celebrate it. You can listen to us on DAB, download the app or go to talkradio.co.uk. You can watch the show as well on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/IanLee. It's also on Periscope. I've turned off the comments on Periscope just because there's Onion and Nathan and a couple of really nasty, nasty people on there. And I've given them chance after chance after chance. So we won't be having any more comments on the Periscope page. Sorry about that, guys. But this, exactly the same feed gets streamed to the YouTube channel. So if you go there, you can chat there, type chat there, and what have you. Hey, Boily's in the house!
Yeah.
He was what a nice man.
So lovely, and he was very grateful, and he really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. What a nice, nice man. And I could have spoken to him. I could have done 3 hours with him. And it's always lovely when, we very rarely do we get people on who are hawking their wares. And thank you to Greg, by the way, who because Matthew and I were emailing, and then it kind of, for some reason, an email got lost in the ether. So I think we both thought, oh, fine, right, the other's not interested then. And it was just a mistake. So thank you, Greg, for putting us back in touch. When people come in selling stuff, quite often, particularly Americans coming in selling stuff, they can be a little bit, I'm here for a job, let's get this over and done with. But he was an absolute delight of a gentleman. He's the kind of guy I'd like to have as my friend.
I think he would like that too. Shall I go again?
That's what's going to happen. Shall we dive into the calls?
Yeah, let's.
Let's go to Nigel in Maidstone. Good evening, Nigel.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Nigel.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit tired, but I had to cycle to see my mum today.
Did you?
Hasn't it been hot?
It's been humid today, and there was a little bit of thunder earlier on.
Oh, we didn't get any here in Tunbridge Wells. I was today.
Okay, we were in London today.
Have you been to Tunbridge Wells?
Oh, I think I have been to Tunbridge Wells at some point in my life. I couldn't tell you what was there. I think there's a Boots.
Expensive place.
Yes.
I had ice cream on the Pentiles, which was lovely.
You put ice cream on your what?
£3.50 for ice cream on the Pentiles. It's just that,
why don't you have it on a cone?
You've heard of the Pentiles, haven't you?
No, mate.
Oh. I don't know what they are, but they used to get water out of the ground in that place.
Well, here's the thing. I dream of being able to buy an ice cream for £3.50. I live in Windsor.
So it's more expensive.
Expensive. Although saying that, guys, I will not. Well, I live in Slough, actually. But in 2 weeks' time.
Expensive price.
Exactly. In two weeks' time, I'm getting the keys to my new house. Party of mine. Big party of mine.
Where is that? Is that in England?
It is in England, yes.
Yeah. Why don't you get a place in LA, California?
Quite a long way to travel each day to do this show.
Oh, it is to do this show.
It's quite long. You think you're tired cycling to see your mum. Imagine me flying. Yeah. My arms will be knackered.
Well, she's not too bad. She's no worse. She's a little bit better, as I said.
Well, that's all we can ask for.
She's got to get herself walking a bit more mobile, then she can come home. But I've got to be patient. It's okay. I don't need to worry.
It will take time, but when she, it will take time, and it's great.
And I don't need to worry.
Hello, you're breaking up.
So I've been worrying too much, Ian.
You gotta yeah. Let it go, let it go.
I've been worrying too much. I said, you know.
Yeah. Do you want to sing a song?
I was thinking.
No.
Would you like a Frank Sinatra song?
By Frank, yeah, definitely.
What about My Way? I know. Well,
My Way is one of my favourites. Yeah, are you going to play it?
Is that your favourite?
You're not going to sing along with it, are you?
Can you hear? Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, the signal's breaking up a little bit, Nigel.
I better get near the window because it's a mobile phone. It's better.
Not really. Yeah. Maybe I think the atmospherics.
That's better, isn't it?
Well, we can hear you more. I don't know if that's better.
I can hear you better now.
Perfect.
Can I first of all talk about something else that I did, Ian?
Did you kick a cat to death?
No.
No. Nope. It'll be funny. Meow.
No.
Meow. Ow. Meow. Yeah,
I would have kicked a cat years ago, but not really. But I mean, you do think about it, don't you?
Kicking a pussy. Okay, Nigel. On that bombshell, we're going to say goodnight. Thanks very much for calling.
The Trump effect.
Let's go to kicking a pussy. Wow. Let's go to Alan Caddick. Alan Caddick. Alan Caddick. Stick it up your bum. Oi.
Hiya, boss.
Hiya.
Well, we had a tiny bit of rain in Birmingham today.
Yes.
I've forgotten what rain felt like.
You've forgotten what it sounds like?
No, what it felt like.
You've forgotten what it felt like. Well, there's one way to recreate it.
Have a bath?
Well, no, a bath doesn't feel like rain, does it? It doesn't feel like the tinkle of rain.
Or could go for number one.
There we go. You could do that. Now, Alan...
Yeah, I'm still waiting for you to send me details on the Kevin Bond story.
You got more Bond?
I'm waiting for you to send me your email so I can send you the Bond story.
Could you? I'll tell you my email now.
Yeah, I got a pen and paper so I can jot it down.
I'm going to tell you my email. Then there's a thank you. I've got a little present for you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So my email is Ian IAIN.
Yeah.
@ Ian Lee IAINLEE.
Yeah.
.com.
Ianlee.com.
Send me that email, buddy, with the James Bond. You know you've gone viral.
I didn't know that.
The video. You should follow me on Twitter unless I blocked you because the video of you reading the intro to your James Bond story has gone viral. It's had over. Last time I saw, it had over 950 views.
Blimey!
Yes.
Oh, I'm shocked.
And that's not even your present.
Oh, no.
Would you like your present?
Yes, please.
Would you really, really like your present?
Yes, please.
Are you sure you'd like your present, Alan?
Is it good?
It is very, very good. Hang on, just stay there a second. I'm just going to get your present. Holly, could you put your headphones on and turn your microphone on, please? Holly, we've got Holly who's... twiddling all the buttons and the things.
Hi,
Holly. Hi, Alan.
That's okay. You're young and excitable, and I was in the jungle. I get it. Now, I hope I'm not in any way betraying any confidence. Am I allowed to say what's happened to you?
Oh, of course you can. We're very open here.
Holly was dumped by her boyfriend today or yesterday?
Oh, no. Last night.
What a shit.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Oh, and his name was Ian as well. I don't know if I should be saying that, but...
Holly, you said you could, but I bet he spelt it wrong, didn't he?
No, he spelt it like you.
Wrong, and then
So you button it right. Well, Holly, listen, we like to treat everybody on this show as equals, and so I would do this. What I'm doing, if Kath's family fell apart, you know, due to a train wreck or something, I would do the same thing I'm about to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Alan,
yeah,
here's your present. It's Holly. You say hello to her.
Hi, Holly.
Oh, hi, Alan. How are you?
Not bad. You're
right. Yeah. You're one of my favourite callers on the show. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but you are. You always bring a smile to the show.
Wait. Did you see the trial?
The what, sorry?
The trial of Alan Caddick.
Oh, yes. I did see a bit of that on Twitter. I think I was asleep, but I did hear that.
Well...
Tell me how it ended.
Because I was found not guilty.
Oh, is that why you're calling tonight?
Well, he tried to ban me for 10 years.
10 years?
Hope you told him no.
That's if I was found guilty.
Oh, Alan. What have you been up to today, Alan?
Well, I've been looking after my mum and dad.
Oh, they're all right?
Yeah, they've not been too well recently.
Oh, could I maybe come round for a cup of tea? A biscuit?
If you can get to Birmingham.
Yeah, I'll get the train up. I mean, what's the time now? It's 10. I finish at 1. Sleep in the station.
Probably
be you by 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, back in London for my evening shift.
Who are you on with tomorrow night?
Oh, tomorrow night I've got the badass women, Michael Graham.
Mikey Graham?
Michael Graham, live from America, that one.
Not with Mike Graham, that's on in the mornings.
No, different one. Tune in tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
I have to tune in on my DAB radio or online or on the app.
Oh, Alan, thank you. You've made me smile.
Yeah,
definitely.
Oh.
I think you've made Alan go.
Alan, haven't you got a girlfriend?
Oh, Alan!
She's more video call, mate.
Oh, so that's not cheating then?
It's not cheating.
No, different postcodes, not cheating.
What happens in the video calls, Alan?
Well, there's a 6-hour time delay.
Oh, stop it.
Huh?
There's a 6-hour time delay.
Well, that won't ever last. Holly's on the same time stream as you.
In London, Alan.
Mm.
Well, if Holly wants to send me on London, I can come down.
Sorry?
If Holly wants to send me on London, I can come down.
Sorry about that, Alan. We've got to go now. So we'll move on there. Look, everyone coming down. You took that too far, young lady. Too far. How dare you? Inviting Alan Caddick down to the studio.
That was sexy harassment.
Hey, guys, listen. You know Superman's in trouble for saying he doesn't want to ask out any women in case he's accused of rape.
Right?
Okay. Well, two things. First of all, the way you don't get accused of rape is don't rape women. And secondly, we're showing that actually being slightly sexy and sexually inappropriate can still be fun. It can still be fun. Hashtag us two. That's what we're here. Well done. Well done.
Brackets, hashtag not me.
Speaking of sexual harassers... and for those who may wonder what I'm talking about...
I'm David Babcock and I got my willy stuck in a Hoover.
And that's true, isn't it, David?
Yeah, never mind that. I haven't got a girlfriend.
Sorry?
I've not got a girlfriend.
You don't count Henrietta Hoover?
No, stop it, you.
Oh, all right. Now, David Babcock, and I've just seen what it says on the screen. So apparently, we might get Chuck Winkle a bit later on.
Oh, good.
He was supposed to come on just now, but I went.
But David Babcock sneaked in.
I went to the wrong line, so I'm sorry about that. So we'll go to Chuck as soon as we can. I went to the wrong line, Chuck. So you stay there. Maybe we'll come to you after 11. But David's on the line now.
Me, it's me.
You don't. What, now, so I was speaking to my friend Watco today.
Oh, yeah.
I phoned up Watco. And Watco said he was standing in a field. This is absolutely true, right? Before I saw you at Costa, right? Watco said, I'm standing in a field. You'll never guess who I'm looking at. I said, who? He said, I'm looking at David Badcock. I went, no, you're not. And he went, here, have the... And he handed the phone over, and it was David Badcock in a field.
What's going on in the fields of wheat?
It's not none of your business, really.
Oh, he's a bit punchy tonight, isn't he?
He is, isn't he? Scrappy.
David, are you calling in because someone a couple of days ago said they thought it was the guy who used to be a copper. He got the sack from that for being inappropriate, and he's now training to beat up prisoners. He said that he thought you were fake. You were a character.
Right. So who's saying this? Raymond's not a character.
Sorry, Raymond Mautitalik.
Raymond's not a character.
What is he saying?
I don't know. There was a lot on the end of it. So
you're not playing with the Hoover again, are you?
No. I've eaten some corn on my cob, and it's a bit dodgy.
Okay, right.
It's giving me the wretches.
Okay. So what are you saying? Just try and speak a little bit more calmly.
Right.
Oh, David!
No, that's not me.
David, turn that off! Right. Not David!
That is a sound effect and you know it.
David!
Not hoovering on my numbers.
Turn it off, thank you. For goodness sakes, man. Right. Jeez.
I'm, I'm sick of that, and I'm sick of people saying that I'm a character. How do I prove that I'm not a character? Maybe I take Georgia out on a date.
Maybe what?
I take the lady who was just talking out on a date.
Well, what do you think her name was? His step one.
Georgia.
No.
Georgia.
Georgia Binks.
Try again. Get it in. No, that wasn't her name.
It was the lovely Jemima.
No.
Javina.
Right.
David!
No, but
stop! Will you stop doing that?
I tell you, that's not me.
For Jemima. Goodness sakes, man!
No, it's not on my knob. I well. Oh. Oh, Christ.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. 03444991000 is the telephone number. The Late Night Alternative. My name is Ian Lee. Who are you, lady?
Oh, I'm Catherine.
There we go, you see. Dreams can come true, guys. Look at me, babe. I'm into you. You give us a call about anything. I kind of had some stuff. Oh, this is the thing. And Gavin and Dredge, stay there. We didn't cut you off, Gavin, so get over yourself. But here's the thing, right? So we've got this new thing, the logbook, okay, where we started with Eben, and it's a nice book. Cost me $25 in New York. It's a moleskin. It's a proper one. And we send it out to you, dear listener, and you, your family, your children, your grandparents, your local shopkeeper, whomsoever, fills in each day what we do on the show in minute detail, so that when what did you just touch your tit for?
I didn't.
You did. You
I
just
hiked my top up. Because no, you I didn't. Don't
before
give everyone over
before that, you just grabbed your boob.
No, I didn't.
You saw it, YouTubers. You just grabbed your boob. What
no,
was that
I never
for? And I'm sorry to be so personal, but I saw you just grab it. Were you touching yourself up in there?
No, I went. I touched my knee.
No, your knee is. I'm not going to confuse a knee for a boob. Not a second time. So we said it's this nice book, and the first person was Eben, and Eben had it for about 4 or 5 days, and he wrote in what happened, and we don't look at it. Catherine and I will not look at it until New Year's Eve, okay, if we're doing a show then. And it came back, and then we sent it to Gerard in Scotland.
Silent Gerard.
So Gerard phoned us up a couple of times, and he said, oh, yeah, I'd like the book. If you'd say. So we said, yeah, no problem. He was the second, so we sent it to him, right? When did we send it to him?
Like this time last week.
Yeah, sent him a week ago. We've not heard anything back from Gerard. We don't know if he's got it. We don't know if he's dead. We don't know anything. So Gerard,
We don't know if his real name is Gerard.
I've got a feeling. And this is part of the joy, is the...
Jeopardy.
The jeopardy of the whole thing is, you know, will we ever get it back? But I expected that jeopardy to come into place a lot later than the second person. That's what I... And we don't have to... So, Gerard, if you're listening, for the love of all that is holy, could you give us a call and just let us know if you've got the book? And if you know Gerard, can you go and throw bricks through his window, please? That's what I'd like. Dredge, do you know Gerard?
Do I know Gerard? No, but I'd be happy to do the next bit of the logbook.
We haven't got... Well, first of all, right, get to the back of the queue, buddy. Second of all, you will get your turn one day, trust me. But we kind of... I think we've got a third person lined up, haven't
we?
Yes, Lou. Lou's lined up. So we don't take...
I'm at the back of the queue.
No, you're not. There is no queue. The queue is Lou, right? It's a queue for the Lou, right?
Okay.
And the queue, no one else can be added to the queue until Lou has got the book. Once Lou's got the book, then the next person that phones us up, and there's loads of people Jasmine has tweeted. Oh, loads of people tweet. Oh, can I have the book, please? No. When
she's great. She's my favourite caller, Jasmine.
Okay, I've muted her on Twitter because she's nuts.
That's why she's my favourite caller.
She is a great caller. Because you literally have no idea what she's...
I don't know what I
love her. I love her because she sounds so innocent and nice, and she's always talking about death.
She is... Jasmine,
I'm
you
going
are...
to kill you, Dredge.
That doesn't sound like her, because I can understand the words you are saying.
I'm going to kill you, Dredge.
That's better. So listen, if we ever get this book back, and I don't want to buy another one, but I might have to.
$4.99.
No, I want it to be a nice book. I want it to be a thing of beauty, right? So when we get this book back and it's sent out to Lou, then whoever calls us next, then they get it. But we really need Gerard to get in touch and let us know where the book is. If he's got the book, is he going to send it back? Is he going to hold it hostage? So, Gerard, please, God, I beg you, man. Anyway, Dredgington, what dost thou have for us this eve?
Well, I was thinking that talk radio could do with a bit of publicity. You know, it needs to be a little bit more visible.
No, we like to keep this radio station just amongst friends.
Right. But I was thinking what you could do is a talk radio fun day out. You know, like the old...
Already this sounds terrible, but go on.
Like the old Radio 1 roadshows used to be.
Yeah.
Because I know you all
get a bit pervy.
So well. Yes. But, yeah, so what I was thinking, you could turn up at different seaside resorts with a day of entertainment for the holidaymaker. So, you know, Julia could start off with, you know, a lively discussion with the audience about Brexit and maybe play a few records.
Yeah.
Eamon Holmes could come on and charm the crowd with his wit if he turns up. We could have Howard Hughes doing some spooky stories.
Because that's all they are, spooky stories.
Either of the Michael Grahams could come on.
Well, let's put the interesting one on.
You could do a few jokes from your comedy stand-up routine.
Thank you very much indeed. My mother's the only woman I know, which is a bit sad, really. Thank you. Yes, go on.
Oh, dear.
That's why I used to stand up in clubs in front of people and say those words and expect...
I think that would be a good day out. James Whale could come on and... Well, I've never heard him, but, you know, I'm sure he could do something.
Called James Whale Show on Talkspot Radio. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. On Medium Wave. That was one of his jingles. And then when I was at LBC, we used to have a kid that would phone up and sing that to us. Just a kid. Called James Whale Show on Talkspot Radio. It's a good song.
Yeah, so we could get the crowd singing that.
All right.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Tell you what, you start and we'll join you.
If you put it on, if you organise it, Dredge, then I'm up for that, brother. Totally.
Okay, well, you know, I'll see what I can do.
That means nothing. He's going to do nothing. That's what he means.
I'm going to make a balloon of Dredge.
Yeah, wearing a nappy on his head.
Not going through that again.
No way. Nice one, Dredge. Thanks, man.
See ya.
Up you are.
Let's go to Gavin. Good evening, Gavin.
How's it going, Ian?
It's going very well. We didn't cut you off, man.
No, you didn't, man. I think the phone just died.
Well, okay. Well, then stop telling everyone we cut you off.
I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, you did. You told my producer and you told the people in YouTube.
No, I didn't, man.
Yeah, you did.
No, I just said the phone. Anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, you did. Anyway, what delight would you like to thrill us with this evening, sir?
Well, I'd like to thrill you with the idea that I've got to go to a place called Tottenham Hale on Sunday.
Yeah, no, Tottenham Hale, yeah.
I don't know where that is.
It's in London.
And I'm going to buy a new car.
Okay. What? Okay. Well, are you going to Tottenham Hale to buy the new car?
No, I need to go from Tottenham Hale and walk into Tottenham.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about it, and I'm really quite nervous of going on my own.
Oh, don't be such a pussy. What are you nervous about?
Going on transport on my own. And going to a place that I've never been before.
But what are you nervous about?
Getting off at the station and meeting somebody that I don't know with a certain amount of money, and I'd really rather not do it on my own.
Well, what are you meeting them with money for?
Because I have to buy the car.
Right. So that's what I said. Are you buying the car from there?
He lives in Tottenham, this gentleman, and he says it's a 5-minute walk from Tottenham Hale.
And how do you know that? How do you know this gentleman?
He was on Auto Trader.
I've got a feeling you're gonna get robbed. A bump on your head, and the money will be gone.
And that's why I don't want to go.
I've just got
somebody by my side.
I've just got a feeling that you have a very adventurous life, and you're now saying you're going to North London to buy a car off a bloke you don't know, and I just got the vibe, Gavin, that you're going to come back and say you got beaten up and robbed.
What I'd really like is, if anyone out there lives anywhere near Tottenham Hale,
I'm not going to allow that because we don't know you.
Totally all right,
you don't know them. They could rob you. You could rob them. We just don't know. So I'm not going to allow that. Do you want to know what my suggestion is?
Yes, please.
Don't go. Where do you live?
I live in Stansted Mount Fidgett.
Right. So why are you going to Tottenham to buy a car that you've not seen it yet?
No, I've seen the pictures, and
mate, that's not
I've spoken to the gentleman.
That's not how you buy a car, man.
Well, mate, I'm on a limited budget. After
yeah, I know, but that's not how you don't go and meet strange people with pockets full of cash in parts of London you've never been to. That's not how to buy a car, and that's not in any way a criticism of people who are on limited funds. That's just common sense. The thing is, you ask for advice from us, and you never listen to the advice from us.
No, I think, Ian, maybe it's just a test of my bravery.
No, I think it's a test of your stupidity.
I disagree, because I do need to get a car, and the one that I had the bad luck with was shared between myself and my mother, and this is all my money. This is a grand of my own money.
Here's the thing. Carrying a grand of money in your pocket in London is a stupid thing to do. Stupid. And that's not even me being rude to you. I'm saying a fact. That's a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, I believe you.
And yet you're still going to do it.
Yeah, I just...
Wow, I can't wait for the call on Monday about the robbery.
I just wish there was somebody to come with me, that's all.
Here's an idea. Why don't you find a car near where you live?
Yeah, I've checked it all out. The nearest one's at least 25 to 30 miles.
That
away.
Is bullshit, Gavin. I'm calling you out on bullshit, right? That is nonsense. You're telling me... No, you're telling me there are no cars for sale within a 25-mile radius of where you live. No, that is a lie.
Ian, I want a Saab 9-3 convertible.
Okay.
That's for £1,000?
For a grand.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, Gavin.
Well, I've already got one for 995. That's why I'm meeting the gentleman on Sunday.
You haven't got one for 995. You're going to go and give someone £1,000. If you're lucky, you might get a car.
Kath, do you really think it is that bad news?
Yes, it's dodgy. And you know it's dodgy as well. I don't know why you're persisting with this. That's why you feel weird about it. You should feel weird. It's wrong.
What if it's right, though? What if
I don't even believe it's happening, Gavin. If I'm honest, I don't believe it's happening.
All right, yeah, you know that I can't use... It's on auto... I've tried to contact you on Twitter. I don't know how to use Twitter. I've tried to email you. I don't know how to do anything like this. I can only really contact you by speaking over the phone. And I'm telling you, man... I've spoke to the bloke, and he says, you turn up, and it's yours. It's MOT'd, it's ready to go taxed.
You don't buy a car without looking at it, without ideally getting the AA or a mechanical friend to go and look at it, and without test driving it.
It's AA approved.
Says who? The guy selling it? Oh, in that case...
No, it's on Auto Trader. They approve every car.
They go around and look, do they?
Well, apparently, yeah.
OK, dude. I don't know what you want me to say, Gavin. What do you want me to say? Yeah, it's a great idea. Go and have a great time. And I look forward to bumming a lift in your new car. I don't know what you want me to say.
I just want someone to come with me because I'm frightened.
OK, well, I'm not coming. Catherine's not coming. And I'm not going to do a phone in where we try and get someone to go with you, because I would not want to put you in jeopardy, and I would not want to put any other caller in jeopardy. You could be a nut job for all we know, or they could be a nut job. So I'm not going to allow that.
Yeah, that's fair enough, Ian.
So you're too nervous to go on
you're not used to sort of public transport.
Right, so you're too nervous to go on your own, but you're happy, as Roger points out on Twitter, to meet a complete stranger whilst carrying a grand in cash. That doesn't sound like that doesn't sound logical to me.
I think the bravery comes from, it's sort of the adrenaline will be flowing knowing that I've got that cash in my pocket.
I think you're making this story up, man.
Why do you think that?
It doesn't... None of it sounds true. None of it sounds true.
Would you like me to fill you in with some more details?
No, you don't have to prove anything to me.
It is true.
That's great, then. If it's true, then that's great. You're setting yourself up... You're putting yourself in a really dangerous situation for no reason.
Every time recently I phone you, you think that I'm... lying about my life.
I haven't said that. I have not said that at all, Gavin. I'm very precise with my words, as you'll know, and that's not what I've said at all.
Yeah, I do know, and you say it's not true.
No, I haven't. Gavin, I'm not going to fall out with you, but I definitely have not said that.
No, I apologise. You didn't. You say that you smell some rats.
Again, didn't say that. Let's not play this game, right, where you try and guess what I've said. Because I know exactly what I've said, and you should have been listening.
Because
I seem to spend a lot of my time telling you stuff and giving you advice that you just completely ignore.
I seem to spend a lot of time telling you about my life that you don't believe.
I've not said that, Gavin.
All right, could you do me a massive favour and just break down for me what you think about what I tell you?
Okay.
Well, I'm think, on the phone.
Okay, sure, not a problem, man. This whole story about you having a bit of bad luck, so you're going to go on to a place you've never heard of before, you don't even know where it is, to go and meet a bloke you've never met, and you're terrified, and you'd like someone to go with you, but you're going to do it anyway, and you're going to carry a grand in cash, and you're going to go and hand it to him, and get in a car that you've never seen except for a photograph, and never driven, and you're going to drive it home. That all sounds like bull.
Well, that's sort of why I was asking for help.
But why are you asking me for help? What help can
I'm asking you for help. I'm asking for
no, it's not
anyone.
Our it's not okay. Okay. It's not our responsibility.
I know it's not.
It's not our responsibility. And I don't believe this story. And if it, hey, and that's cool that I don't, you know, if I don't believe it, that's my choice. And if it's true, that's your thing. And if it's not true, that's also your thing. You know, I'm allowed to not believe what people phone in and tell me.
Yeah, I know, Ian. But the thing is, I won't be able to provide you with proof, even if I drive it.
I don't want proof.
I don't know how to use Twitter. I don't know how to send you pictures on your email.
I wouldn't look at the pictures if you sent them to me. Why would I want to see pictures of your car? You don't. Here's the thing. Why are you so okay? Here's the thing. Why are you so determined that you have to prove this to me? Why?
Because you don't believe pretty much most of what I say anymore.
Again, I didn't say that, Gavin. Didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth that are untrue. Let's just stick with the car. Why do you have to prove it to me? I'm just some bloke on the radio.
All right, fundamentally, you're a good man. There aren't many good men, or Kath included. No, that sounded wrong.
Kath's
there's
a great
not many good
man.
Men or women in my life. And
we're not friends, Gavin.
I didn't say we were.
No, but I'm just making sure because some people don't quite get that. And I just.
No, we're not at all friends.
No, but I just have
you're
to.
You're a sounding board for my emotions.
Okay, I don't think that's appropriate.
Okay.
I think that's laying too much of a trip on me to say that I'm a
sound
board.
Is that heavier than. I know we're not. Well, in that case, I really don't know what to say.
Nothing. Enjoy your car.
God, I'm getting dogs abuse on YouTube.
Ignore those people. Don't you care too much about what people think. Ignore those people.
All right, Ian. Yeah, I didn't want to put you under any pressure. I've obviously got it wrong again. And you're not a sounding board. We're not friends.
Yeah,
I'll keep you up to date if I get the car.
Catherine?
Gavin?
Yeah.
I can't stress enough, and I've worked on programmes where people have been ripped off on other radio stations, how much of a bad idea that is. And if you were my brother, I'd tell you not to go. I also
I can't
think
afford
that
anything else.
You can't afford to give someone £1,000 either.
Well, if the car's in front of me.
It's a big if. And this is dodgy. This is not the way to buy a car. Really, honestly. And I don't think this is helping you. I don't think this is the test that you're looking for.
No.
What you're doing actually is ignoring what is a signal from you that you know that this is a dodgy thing to do. And this isn't the one to push ahead through.
I'm slightly reluctant to carry
I've
on
got
talking
that,
about.
I've absolutely got that.
I'm slightly reluctant to carry on talking about the car, because I don't believe it.
No, what Kath just said was spot on. I'm pushing something that I know is ridiculous, just to show that I can.
Yeah, and this isn't the thing. and I don't think it's going to help you.
Yeah, I dig it.
Right.
I dig it.
Have you got anyone? Have you spoken to your GP and stuff about the way you're feeling at the moment?
Yeah, I saw my my professor at the Royal Free Hospital in Hampstead the day before yesterday, and I saw my ADAS counsellor this afternoon. Everything's physically hunky-dory. Everything mentally is all over the place, but it's not easy to get. It's easy if you're physically unwell. And my doctor changed my antidepressants and decided the best thing to do when they made me feel terrible was to double the dose. So I've been kicking on them for a little bit. But I think the only thing that can alleviate my misery is to just get that car back. And there it is. It's a grand. I've got to go to Tottenham Hale. I don't even know where Tottenham Hale is.
I don't, but what day are you going? Sunday? Saturday?
Yes, Sunday.
Right, so you're going in 2 days and you've not looked it up on the map?
No, I know to get on the train at Stansted and it stops at Tottenham Hale.
Right. Gavin, I don't think we're helping you by indulging in this, if I'm completely honest. It's making me very, very uncomfortable, and I'm worried that I am doing more damage than good. So I'm going to say thank you very much for your call.
All right, man.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Kath. You were spot on.
Well, look after yourself, Gavin.
Cheers, Kath. Bye.
Let's take that break we missed.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.